Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
Occasionally, we need to be reminded that before pharmacies, cultures had to rely on native plants and animals as sources of medicine. I was reminded of that recently when I was going through some papers and came across a copy of a manuscript titled Lakota Medicinal and Culturally Important Plants, authored by Wilbur Flying By Sr. and Lindra Differencloud Jones, copyrighted by Sitting Bull College in 2003. The manuscript contains the scientific name, common name, Lakota name, and the use of the plants. Some of the plants were eaten, such as prairie turnip, or used as ceremonial purposes, such as sweetgrass. But over 100 species listed were used medicinally. As you might expect, they were administered in a variety of ways, including poultices, teas, salves, etc., or simply chewed. The Lakota had a broad working knowledge of medicinally important plants. For example, a tea was made from the bark of peach leaf willow, Salix amygdaloides, to treat headache. We now know that acetylsalicylic acid, the active ingredient of aspirin, naturally occurs in the bark of willows. I suspect that most North Dakotans are familiar with purple coneflower, or black Samson, Echinacea angustifolia. It's a common wildflower on the prairies of the Great Plains and is increasingly being used as an ornamental. The Lakota had several uses of this plant, including chewing the root to treat toothache. I've chewed the root, and although it isn't like a shot of Novocaine, it definitely has a numbing effect. Around a fourth of all drug prescriptions in the United States contain plant materials as the principal active ingredient. Plants used medicinally by the Lakota and other Native American tribes may represent an untapped or underutilized resource for the development of new medicines. Perhaps it's in our best interest to more closely and scientifically investigate how these plant medicines were prepared and administered, their efficacy, and the chemistry involved. For further reading, you might want to check out the book Uses of Plants by the Indians of the Missouri River Region by Melvin Gilmore from 1914, which is available in paperback. I've put a link to the citation along with the script to this Natural North Dakota. You can access it at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.